Well, it's been a little while since we've had any of the military wives in the studio, but that's what we have today. And not just any old military wife, but the chairperson of the military wives in Plymouth, Lorraine Smith. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello there,
I get Tim. The impression that you're not too hierarchical in the military wives. I mean, I know you have the title, but you all pull together, don't you?
Absolutely. Everybody's equal.
Yeah. And you've been there since it started?
I have, yes. It started back in April 2011,
right,
when Gareth Malone and 2020 Television were doing the BBC documentary, The Choir, Military
yeah.
Wives. And we've just gone from strength to strength. I mean, we had no idea back then that 5.5 years on, we'd be where we are today.
Well,
absolutely no idea.
It is interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people thought that, yes, it was a great thing to do, and no doubt, you know, it occupied some time, but nobody was looking this far forward with it, were they?
Not at all. It was something, you know, that was put in to support the ladies while the husbands were deployed to Afghanistan. And when the cameras and Gareth left, nobody wanted it to finish because military wives found a support that they'd never had before.
Yeah.
And so nobody ever wanted to lose that. And we didn't. And we said, it doesn't have to happen. We'll carry on. Ironically, the week after we'd finished filming, we did our Albert Hall piece. In fact, that was the last bit of filming we did.
Yeah.
And then a week after that, we were asked to go to London to record Wherever You Are. And of course, the rest is history. That went on and it got the Christmas number one spot that year. The general public were absolutely 110% behind us. They really, you know, really backed us and still do.
Yeah.
We have a great following, and particularly from the people of Plymouth. Plymouth Military Wives have such a great following from the people of Plymouth, and without whom we wouldn't be who we are today.
And so, you've recorded an album which is out. It's called Home for Christmas, and the single is the title track, which is released on Friday. And tell me about the process of recording the album. Where did you do it?
We actually recorded in Bristol, in St Andrew's Hall in Bristol. There was actually, there were 65 choirs involved. 65 choirs
Good
involved
grief.
For the album, and it's the biggest project the Military Wives Choir have done to date. It featured 1,006 voices, and it was at locations all over the country,
yeah.
and as far away as Brunei. So, you know, it's been massive for Military Wives.
It's an incredible thing that you're doing, what happens to all the money that it raises?
Well, that goes into the Military Wives Choir Foundation, and the Military Wives Choir Foundation is in place to help the choirs that are up and running and to help Basis set up new Military Wives choirs.
Gareth Malone had no idea what he was starting when he did this, did he really?
I'm sure he didn't.
No, it's wonderful. And as well as the album, there is an opportunity to actually see you in person singing tomorrow night. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, there are the album is actually going on tour, and there are 18 choirs involved in the tour at 7 different locations at 7 different cathedrals
yeah.
around the country. Started at Winchester Cathedral on the 21st of November. Then it went to Durham. It's not the same choirs. It's 18 choirs.
Sure.
It's split between the locations. Went to Durham on the 22nd, Bradford on the 25th, Norwich on the 26th, Exeter will be the 28th, Lichfield Cathedral on the 29th, and the final closing of the tour will be in Hereford on the 30th.
And as far as your Plymouth Military Wives is concerned, you're singing at Exeter Cathedral tomorrow night.
Yes, we're singing tomorrow night, and the other two choirs that are joining us are Taunton Military Wives Choir and Limestone
okay.
Military Wives Choir.
You all ready for it?
Well, I think we're as ready as we're going to be. We had our final rehearsal at the Citadel on Thursday.
Excellent. So if someone's listening to us today and they fancy a trip up to Exeter tomorrow, is it tickets or do they just turn up?
It is tickets, and it's through Ticketmaster.
Right.
So if you are interested, I do know that there are a few tickets available. Just visit Ticketmaster or have a look at our Facebook page, Plymouth Military Wives Choir, and all the information's on there.
Wonderful. Well, Lorraine, thank you so much for coming in. It's nice to keep in touch with the military wives, as you say, the people of. Supportive. We're very proud of you, and we love what you've done. So
thank you.
More power to you. And let's see if you can have another Christmas number one. There aren't many people who've had two, you know.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Let's listen to Home for Christmas.